Tamworth, number one, 92.9, JB for breakfast for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre on Gunnaganoo Road. Who at your work keeps a kitchen clean? Do you all clean up as you go? Do you have a roster? Is it really filthy and there's a whole bunch of like passive-aggressive notes lying around? Libby Sanders, an associate professor of organizational behavior at Bond University, says we can tell so much about the culture of a workplace just by the cleanliness of their kitchen. Dr. Sander does say that most employees don't deliberately set out to disregard their co-workers' feelings, but a lack of consequences for inconsiderate etiquette can lead to it then becoming entrenched behavior throughout the whole office. Maintaining a clean and hygienic shared kitchen is also an example of what's referred to as a non-promotable task. And according to a Harvard Business School study, women are 48% more likely to volunteer for those chores, which can then actually slow their very own career progression. One of the difficulties with maintaining a clean office kitchen is that it's an area where there are no clear communications or workflows in place to determine who is responsible. But Dr. Sanders says it's ultimately up to senior leaders of the office to know what's actually happening in their organization. Dr. Sander also points to a Norwegian study into the effects of a controlled increase in cleaning quality, which found having a cleaner office and kitchen resulted in a 12.5% decrease in sick days, as well as reported increases in productivity, which I personally, I have to totally disagree with that. I mean, my office is spotless, and yet if you ask my boss, I'm not productive. Say that Tamworth, number one, 92.9, JB for breakfast for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre. And coming to town this Saturday night, Darren Coggan and Damien Leaf in good company. They're going to be celebrating the songs that shook the world by the artists that changed it. And to tell us more, Darren Coggan, thank you so much for your time. How are you, mate?
Great, JB. Good morning, mate. And good morning to all your listeners there in Tamworth. We are absolutely, Damien and myself, so excited to be coming back to town. Tamworth's like a bit of a second home to me, actually. I've had so many fond memories and great experiences there over the years, obviously with the Country Music Festival and outside of that as well. We always try to get to the Capitol Theatre there throughout our schedule through the year. And this show is really special. It's brand new. It's Damien Leith and myself celebrating just some of the greatest songs of all time from artists that we've celebrated individually. There's some Cat Stevens in there, some John Denver. Damien does some Roy Orbison. We've got Leonard Cohen, the Beatles. It's just a real great mix of great songs. We perform a few of our own songs as well in there to introduce the audience to a little bit of ourselves. And it's just a really good, fun celebration. And I couldn't think of a better place to be and to start this tour than in Tamworth. It's going to be fun.
And look, yourself and Damien Leaf, I can't think of two better people to put this one together because you guys have done an exceptional job with some of your performances where you've showcased the amazing talent of, for yourself, Cat Stevens, and of course the John Denver show that you do, and then Damien's done the same thing with Roy Orbison, and I think some of the stuff with Elvis Presley as well. So it must be great to be able to sort of fuse both of those shows together into one, I guess, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I mean, these are artists that we have grown up with, we have learned from. In my case, I got the chance to go to London and meet with Cat Stevens and all of these artists are artists that we're very dear to us, and I think these songs too hold such a fond place in the hearts of the people that come along to see the show. You know, they're kind of like bookmarks, these songs and these artists in our lives, you know, and each time we hear them, they bring back memories, and whether the memories are about love or whether it's about heartache or what the association is, it's as if the song was written especially for us. It's as if they were personally written for us. And everyone has their own special connection to those songs. And when you put together a show like this full of those sorts of songs, it makes for a really special evening. I think it's a very uplifting performance, a very uplifting show, and people walk away from it, I think, feeling yeah, feeling really good about themselves and having had a trip down memory lane, I guess. But as you said, Damien and I have both had great success individually, you know, with these sorts of shows. They're not impersonations. We don't come out and pretend to be any of these artists. We come out as ourselves. And as I said, we've also sort of, you know, there's a few of our own songs in amongst all of those classic hits, if you like. And so, yeah, it's a very well-rounded show, I think. And I think people will really enjoy it. They'll get to have a bit of fun and sing along and relive some fond memories, I hope.
It must have been tough to put the set list together when you're trying to do a set, a show of the best songs of all time. I imagine that's tricky, yeah? A fair few songs left on the cutting room floor, so to speak?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and the show changes quite often. You know, this tour has only just begun.
Yeah.
So this will be like our third or fourth performance of it. Each show has been slightly different, and we keep thinking of songs. We go, oh, we should, you know, that's one we should definitely be doing. So it is evolving, and Tamworth will be a different show to the ones we've done just in the last few weeks. I think it'll be a show that continues to evolve and develop, and there'll be songs that will come and go throughout it all. But they're all classics, and I think they're all songs that people will be very familiar with and recognise. And the other thing that we're really excited about with this show is that we present the show with a beautiful string section on stage with us. So all of these songs presented in that fashion, you know, really take on another life, if you like. It's a beautiful interpretation of these songs. It's Damien and myself with our guitars, obviously, and singing, but with a beautiful string section, it just adds a whole nother level, another beautiful level to these songs. So and the string section, the beautiful string players, are all from Tamworth.
Oh, wow.
They're all local people from Tamworth. So it's going to be a Samara, Andrew, and Iris there. We're looking forward to working with them again. And to play in the beautiful Capitol Theatre is always a treat. So we really can't wait. It's going to be lots of fun.
Damien's a very busy man at the moment as well. Is it hard to get together to rehearse this show? How long did that take to get together to do this?
Yeah, look, this is the show we've been talking about. Damien and I have been working together for the last 3 years. We've had a Lennon-McCartney show that we've been touring around Australia with. And you know, when that tour was sort of coming towards its end, we wanted to keep working together. So we actually started, you know, working together. Like when we're in the car, we'd be putting together songs that we'd get to sound check, and we'd sound check songs for this show. So it's sort of, it has been in the process for quite some time. And we live not far from each other, actually. We both live in Wollongong these days. So Damien does breakfast radio, like yourself, at Wave FM there in Wollongong. So he is a busy man, but we don't live too far apart. So we have had some good times together and have rehearsed up what we think is a really great night out.
How was it meeting Cat Stevens?
Oh, man, it was so great. It was very surreal, JB. I mean, it was one of those things that I got invited. 2007 it was. I was performing my Cat Stevens show down in Melbourne, and his nephew, would you believe, lives in Melbourne, and he bought a ticket, came along and saw the show, and he was just so complimentary about my interpretation of of Cat Stevens' music, and he basically lined up this opportunity to go to London, and I had a week in London and 2 days with Cat Stevens himself, and literally heard firsthand some incredible stories that I've been able to share and do share in this show just incredible stories about his journey of self-discovery and I guess the reasons why that at the height of his career, Cat Stevens put down his guitar and walked away from it, everything. Yeah. But so many great songs, and it was just really amazing. He was a wonderful man. He was every bit as kind and inspiring as I imagined he would be. He autographed all the Cat Stevens albums I brought over with me, and we went out to lunch, and it was just quite a, you know, to sit at the table opposite one of your heroes, and it was such a surreal moment. Even as I speak about it now, it's hard to believe it actually happened, but I'm very, very grateful for it. And his music, his songwriting particularly, has influenced me enormously over the years. And, you know, to be honouring him in this show with some great Cat Stevens songs is going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds like an amazing night out. Yourself, Darren Coggan and Damien Leith in good company at the Capitol Theatre Saturday night. You can get your tickets at entertainmentvenues.com.au. Darren, thank you so much for your time. Absolute pleasure to chat, and we'll catch up again real soon.
Fantastic. I appreciate your support and look forward to seeing everyone in Tamworth there on Saturday night. It's going to be a blast.
Three radio announcers walk into a business with an oak flag.
And time to catch up with Rhiannon from the Ronald McDonald House in Tamworth. Hey, Rhiannon, how are you?
Morning, JB. Well, how are you?
Yeah, very well, very well. We had great fun just before Easter. We popped up there to the house with the Easter Bunny to make a bit of an appearance, and we popped over to the hospital as well, which was great fun.
Yeah, it was really lovely. We love having visitors, but someone as special as the Easter Bunny sure made it a little bit different to everyday visitor that we get up there. Getting to take you guys with PRD over to the hospital, to the kids and maternity wards, was really special as well. It brightened quite a few days over there, and even some of the staff got involved, which was really lovely.
I think we did a whole tour of the hospital. I think we went to all the wards. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, you couldn't do it half, could you? You had to do it all and spread all that much fun.
No, exactly. No, that's it. No, it was fantastic. And I did notice too, PRD also donated a whole bunch of stuff up to the hospital, the Ronald McDonald House to you guys as well, which was phenomenal to see.
Yeah, they at their first home buyers info night, they raised a little bit of money for us, which was really lovely, and decided to take that over to Summers at Westdale and spend it on some goodies for our pantries. And so got us a bunch of snacks and some personal care items for the mums and the bubs, and just really helped us sort of replenish the stock that we've just been running through so quickly with how busy we've been.
Yeah, how has the occupancy been up there at the Ronald McDonald House, especially over Easter?
Yeah, unfortunately things don't slow down over those holiday periods. You know, babies still want to come into the world and accidents happen, so we were quite busy over Easter. Every little bit has really helped us continue to provide as much as possible to families when they're travelling away from home for medical support.
Yeah, exactly, that's it. And with that, and even with that haul that PRD generously donated to you guys, you are still on the hunt for some items for Wish This Wednesday.
Yeah, we not only provide the families in the house with easy meals, snacks, etc. We provide that over on special care, maternity and kids wards as well. So any of those really easy and quick meal options like rice, pasta and noodles in cups, muesli bars and breakfast bars, they're always a really big hit as well. Coming into the cooler months, we're starting to change what we're putting on our beds. So some single washable doonas would be amazing as well. So we've got enough to get us through the cold months coming up. And then any little bits and pieces that you think might help families when they're away from home, along the lines of toiletries, snacks, some boredom busters are also really great, you know, colouring in, puzzles, things like that we can give to little kids to try and pass the time a little bit quicker for them.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's really good, actually, and especially the bedding items as we do head into those cooler months. That's a great reminder there as well.
Yeah.
And always on the hunt for volunteers.
Yeah. Being that we are staying quite busy consistently now, we'd really love to get a little bit more help up there. We like to have somebody there around the clock just so the families have someone they can go to straight away if they do need anything or they arrive, you know, from home and need to get settled in. Yeah. So give us a call. You can arrange to come up and have a look around, have a bit of a chat before you decide. But we're really flexible with what you do when you're up there and how often you come in. So between the house and our community events and things like that, there's plenty to keep you occupied and a good variety of support.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Rhiannon, thank you so much for your time. Great to catch up. You have a fantastic April and we'll catch up again real soon.
Yeah, wonderful. Thanks so much, JB.
Aranda Grande at 92.9, yes, and a quarter to nine. JV here for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre on Gunninganoo Road. What's so funny?
Nothing.
I'm very
nothing. That was really classic you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Gee, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
We've got a new Governor General.
Oh, okay. The way.
Well, not right now, but they've just announced in the last 10 minutes or so.
Oh, who is it?
Samantha Mostyn AO will be our new Governor General when David Hurley's reign finishes on July 1. So his five-year tenure wraps up, and then Samantha will take over as the next Governor General following King Charles III approving Mr. Albanese's recommendation of her appointment. So there you go. They do 5 years, but I don't... Can you do longer than 5 years? Can you do an amazing job as the GG?
And, oh, gosh.
You know, and then you can... I don't know. I'll have to look into it. That is going to be my Wednesday that will be now. You know I will, well, too. Everyone here at the office, if they want anything done and they can't be bothered researching it themselves, they just go... Pitch it to JB, and we'll get the answer we'll in the next couple of days.
Well, I might have the answer because I used to do musical theatre with his son.
Oh, David Hurley's son.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Oh.
Yeah, I used to do musicals with him and back in Canberra.
Yeah, of course.
And, yeah, that was definitely over 5 years ago, and back then his dad was the Governor General. So
I have to check out his reign. I think, but David Hurley was the New South Wales. This is becoming very ABC-esque.
Yeah, here we go.
Well, you are listening to 92.9, not the fantastic work of the ABC. Because I think David Hurley was the New South Wales Governor General and then became the federal Governor General
that
after.
Might be, yeah, actually,
so that
right.
might have been it.
You're right.
So,
that might be it.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's discuss this more off air.
I don't... What? How do you...
As interesting as this could be, not, maybe for other people, I don't know.
Not being disparaging towards the role, but how would you do a great job as Governor General? What, you cut a few more ribbons than the typical Governor General? Polished a few more plaques off than the typical? So they go, yes... Well, in light of that, we'll give you another 5-year term. Is that how it must work, I imagine?
Oh,
no?
God. Help.
It's going to be a long day, isn't it here at the office?
It is. How do you be a good radio announcer?
Don't know. Just yet to find out.
Just do a few more accents, maybe? Is that how you go, with it?
No. 8:47 at 92.9 with Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, JB, it's Philip. How you going, bud?
Very well. How are you, King Philip?
The first.
Yeah.
I was only looking at that this morning. The GG can have their tenure extended, but it's normally 5 years, but it can be extended.
Oh, okay. So if they do an amazing job, they can get longer than... Okay, yeah, yes. Right. Okay.
Well, it doesn't say that. I was just reading this morning. It just says that the tenure, and that's the word,
can be
extended. Yeah, mate. So,
oh, okay, cool. Awesome.
I was only sticky beaking that this morning.
Like, yeah. Awesome. I haven't had the time.
Worries,
been very busy this morning doing all the accents. I haven't been able to suss it out.
Oh, I know. Anyway, hey, at least you got one listener who appreciates the United Nations of JB. You know, like,
thanks, Phil. You have a great day.
Yeah, no worries, bud. Same to you. See you, champ. Bye.